You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Ryan Neal, president at Blueprint Consulting Services. Blueprint is a global consulting firm that provides strategic and scalable enterprise-grade solutions that transform businesses and create tangible results. Mr. Neal, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you are most welcome. So tell us why it is important to understand your business model before you develop your growth strategy.
Yeah, it's important to understand your business model before you go into any kind of a growth mode, either in an existing business or especially in the terms of in the situation of a startup, because the business model itself is going to dictate and determine a lot of the different constraints and opportunities that you have for growth. It also, a deep understanding of the business model allows the entrepreneur, the leader of the organization to really set out the goals of the organization, which is really, fully promote and encourage starting with the customer success to determine and drive whatever growth strategy it is, rather than, you know, the opposite of what we see with a lot of our clients and a lot of our colleagues is they have a kind of a preconceived idea of what they want their business to achieve, and it a lot of times doesn't actually coincide or align with either the market or the business model or the customer's desires.
So how can you integrate strategic planning within a fast-growing business?
So it's really challenging. You know, people have, I think the industry term is the kind of oppression of the immediate, which is, you know, in a fast-growing business, most of the time people are just trying to sell and to fulfill orders and to take care of customers, and they usually leave strategic planning on the wayside. What we do and what we encourage and what we consult on is actually putting a strategy in place to establish a rhythm and a cadence where the leaders of the organization can actually remove themselves from the organization and act as if they're a board of directors, really doing an evaluation of the business and the market and the changing, all the different things that have changed over any kind of a period of time. And we always do it on an annual basis, a half yearly basis, on a quarterly basis, and then have some kind of a monthly and a weekly cadence for our strategic planning.
Now, Ryan, from your experience, can companies grow faster selling to current customers or new ones?
From our experience, it's a little bit of both. The traditional method or traditional thinking around that is it's cheaper and easier to sell to an existing customer than go out and acquire a brand new one. And, you know, we find that's true just from a typical cost of sales approach. But what we've also found is that companies that just concentrate on servicing their existing customer base and expanding within them, they typically will be servicing their customer and their existing needs and not actually stay out in front of what their customers' changing environments are. And so that's why we encourage a real balanced approach for growth, and we think really fast growth is a perfect combination between servicing existing customer needs and then going out and challenging yourself to go out and acquire new customers, and mainly because it just changes the way you think about the market and allows you to be on the forefront of it.
And I couldn't agree more with you on that. Today we are speaking with Mr. Ryan Neal, president at Blueprint Consulting Services, a global consulting firm that provides strategic and scalable enterprise-grade solutions that transforms businesses and creates tangible results. here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Neal, why is it important to increase the frequency of strategic discussions?
Well, you know, we're a firm believer in high levels and high frequency of communication in general, but as particular to strategic discussions, so kind of the rule of thumb that we follow and we advise our clients on is the frequency of your strategic discussion should be in direct ratio relationship to the rapidity of your growth. And so if you're a very fast-growing company or if you want to be a fast-growing company, then you should increase the frequency of your strategic discussions accordingly. Why that's important is that any kind of a fast-growing company is rapidly changing. The organization's getting bigger. The organization's maturing. In the case of Blueprint, we're the fastest growing company in Washington 2 years in a row. And we've gone through 6 different organizational growth cycles over the course of that period of time. And if we weren't meeting on a real frequent basis, evaluating our strategy and reevaluating our organization, we actually would have self-plateaued. And instead, we've done 6 different reorganizations over that period of time. The increased frequency of strategic meetings and strategic discussions allows you to stay out in front and plan for the changes in your business to be able to actually absorb them and build off of them rather than be installed out by them.
As far as leadership is concerned, what are some growth strategy questions every leader should strongly consider?
The growth strategy questions, I think, questions that we always start with. We always start with, kind of what is your purpose and what is your changing purpose as you mature? We go through the thought processes of assume success and assume your strategic plan is actually going to work. What does that mean about your place in the industry from 6, 12, 18, 24 months from now? And then also at that point in the future, who are going to be your competitors that may or may not be your competitors right now? And also, who will your customers be? So it's running through that hypothetical of, assume success. What is the organization going to look like at that point? And then a big part of it is, from growth strategy is what are the major strategic initiatives that are going to impact the business now and in the future to be able to help operationalize the business? And who are the individuals that you need to get on board to be able to affect those?
Certainly helpful information in all regards. We really appreciate that, Mr. Neal. Now, in conclusion, why should a business have a growth strategy in place? Get into that, if you would.
Well, the standard answer, I guess, is, the typical kind of American response is if you're not growing, you're dying. And that is I always think that's kind of a funny quote, which has some truth in it, but it also leaves for the potential of somebody growing for growth's sake, which we don't, we're not a proponent of at all. The biggest reason though that in any kind of a leader and an entrepreneur, especially, should have a growth strategy in place, regardless of what it looks like, is because the real value in a leader in an organization and an entrepreneur is all about positive change and transformation. And that's really what kind of drives the world, and it drives the economy, and it drives the American DNA of innovation and invention. And that's really driven from entrepreneurs and leaders of organizations. So, the growth strategy is a representation of the leader's intent to change and reinvent, but it also is a forcing factor as well, a forcing function that a leader sets out a very aggressive growth strategy, and then they have to actually reinvent themselves accordingly to continue to be a part of that. One of the biggest challenges we see every leader go through is that they will actually self-limit their growth strategy because they can't see themselves a leader of that organization that comes from an aggressive growth strategy.
Once again, Mr. Neal, we certainly have enjoyed your visiting with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly appreciate all the advice on business growth and the conversation around that. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Blueprint Consulting Services and how can those listeners be in touch.
So they can definitely go to our website, which is www.bpcs.com, and we have a lot of content. A lot of our thought leadership is posted there, and then on all the social media, whether it be Twitter or LinkedIn, are two primary ones that we use. And then the biggest way they can get in touch is just pick up the phone and call.
And you certainly can't beat that. Well, Mr. Neal, we certainly appreciate your joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Continued success and look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Really appreciate you having me on the show.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Ryan Neal, president at Blueprint Consulting Services, a global consulting firm that provides strategic and scalable enterprise-grade solutions that transform businesses and create tangible results. And for more information, simply visit bpcs.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.